Okay, welcome to the first daf of Daf Yomi. It's a big chizuk to have everyone here, and it's really great that you gave me the opportunity to give a Daf Yomi. Whenever I pictured myself as a rabbi, I always pictured myself giving a Daf Yomi at some point. So thank you all for giving me the chizuk to say it's a worthwhile endeavor, at least to start. Meretz Hashem, everyone should keep coming and keep enjoying, and we'll grow together. Just a couple points of note for the Daf Yomi. We're going to be doing things together for a while, Meretz Hashem. So first of all, I want to point out that success in Daf Yomi is not about when you come and when you learn with us. Meretz Hashem, you should. But success in Daf Yomi is defined by when you don't come and when you're not able to learn with us. How are you going to respond and how are you going to make up the Daf? So my personal shita, my personal approach is this, I'm big into skipping. The reason I say that is because when you try to catch up, and let's say you don't catch up, so you're losing the group. And the group in Meretz Hashem is going to be what's going to be mechazek us and support us in keeping us all on the same page, literally. So my approach, if you can do it otherwise, you know, kol hakavod, but my approach would be to skip that daf that you missed, stay with the group. Stay with the group, and then Meretz Hashem, you'll be able to make up that daf. Obviously, it'll be online. It'll be the WhatsApp will be talking about certain daffim, so it might be helpful to stay with the group. Secondly, when you miss, if you miss, some you're going to miss. So keep that in mind. So when you miss, so I'm definitely here. The people in the group are here to help you catch up. I can say the daff probably faster than I'm going to say it in this group. So if you want, you know, we can try to cover it in 10 minutes. We can try to do it together. If we can get 10 minutes to decide, whatever, and figure it out. Secondly, everyone's free to bring their own drink and food, but make sure that it's packaged and it's within the policies of the shul. If you don't tell me, I won't make any fuss about it. I'm just saying that's definitely the policy of the shul. Questions are encouraged. If you have a question, please don't hold back from saying it. But at the same time, I can't guarantee that the answers are going to be fully in the moment. Because sometimes some answers are lengthy, some answers I don't know, and just because of the nature of the Daf Yomi, we can't necessarily spend as much time on it as we should, or as we usually could. So those are just some points of intro, and with that, we will start the first Mishnah of the first Perek of the first Masechta. Brachos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, "Me'ema sekarnes hashma ba'arvin." So a lot of people, when you hear them say this Mishnah, will also say, "Me'ema sekarnes hashma ba'arvis," which is technically how the Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnayos, actually says the line. But the truth is that arvis would be just at nighttime. Arvin means during the nights. Aravin in Aramaic, although this is not Aramaic, I understand, but because it's the Mishnah. But in Aramaic, aravin means multiple night times, plural. Because there are two Erevs. There's an Erev after Chatzos in the middle of the day, and then because that's when the sun starts to create shadows which are going towards nighttime, and then there's the Erev that we know of when the sun actually goes down. So Aravin is multiple Erevs, which is why in the Torah when it talks about the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, it says Bein Harabayim, between the Erevs, between midday and the end of the day. That's Bein Harabayim. So here when it says Karnes Hashma Ba'aravin, it's referring to when during these night times, plural, do you actually say the Shema? When do you start? So the Mishnah says, Mishasha Kalanim Nichnasim Lechel B'Trumasan, that the time that you start saying Shema is when the Kohanim start to go in to eat their Truma. So that's an interesting phrase, obviously. It's not necessarily something you would say to somebody if someone says, when does Shabbos finish? Oh, when the Kohanim start eating their Truma. So the Gemara is obviously going to talk about why exactly the Mishnah uses these terms. But we'll have to hold off our questions for that. Ad sof hashmur harishona. So until when can you start? Ad sof hashmur harishona, until the end of the first mishmar. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. What's a mishmar? A mishmar is the times that the Kohanim split up the night. The Kohanim would split up the night into three shifts. Right? No, there were no such thing as an all-nighter in the Beis HaMikdash. You have different Kohanim taking different shifts. And the first third would be the hashmur harishona. The first mishmar would end a third of the way through the night. This is obviously a halachic night. We're not splitting it up based on your bedtime. We're splitting it based on when it gets dark and when it gets light. So if you got a summer night, so then that literally means it's only a few hours long. So a couple hours long.
So the Kohanim eating truma means if they were traveling, then they can consume.
Good. So what does it mean when they can start eating truma? So it means that when they're first able to eat truma after becoming Tame. So there are two stages of becoming tahor. Again, right, when a kohen is impure, in order to eat the truma, he has to become pure first. But the truth is, he only has to come half pure. Number one, you have to go into a mikvah. And number two, you have to bring a karban. The thing is that you're not necessarily going to bring the karban yet. If you became tame, all you have to do is go into a mikvah before the sun goes down, and then you can eat truma that night. You'll bring the karban later, as the Gemara is going to tell us. So here, what it means is, once the sun sets, basically, you become tahor enough to eat the truma. So that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Amarim Ad Chatzos, and the Chachamim say, you have until Chatzos, the middle of the night, oftentimes around 1 o'clock. At least in Detroit, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Ad Shiala Amur HaShach, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you can go all the way until it becomes actually daytime. Right? You say Shema at night. As long as it's dark outside, you can say Shema. So this is the story that happens. Masa Obo Banu Bim Beis HaMishta Amrulo. They say to Rebbe Gamliel, their dad. Lo Karina, the kids were partying all night, and the dad didn't scold them for it. He said to them, you know, okay, I wish you would have come home earlier, but you can still say Shema. Right? That's what he says. It's a good lesson to all fathers out there. When your children come home at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, your response is, you missed Chatzos. You missed Chatzos. I remember there's a Rebbe at YU that's Mir Hashem actually coming to town in a couple weeks. His name is Rav Yitzchak Cohen. I don't know if this is a true story. We'll have to ask him when he comes. But one time he was a Rebbe in high school in MTA. And boy missed shir. So he got up. And MTA dorms are right next to YU. So he went over and he went to find the boy. Went to his dorms. This is when he was a lot younger. And the boy is... The boy comes out of his room and he's not wearing anything. You know, so Rav Cohen doesn't say, why aren't you in cheer? How could you not wake up? He says, where are your tzitzis? You're not wearing tzitzis. So same thing here. You don't say to your kid, how could you be up all night? You say, you miss chatzos. You miss Kriya Shema. But don't worry, says Rav Gamliel back to the kids. Lo Karina Shema Amar Lahem Im Lo Ala Amud Hashach Chayav Natam Lekros. You're still chayav to say Kriya Shema until the sun comes up again. This is against what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim said, you have until Chatzos, and no later, presumably. V'lo zu bilvad amru. It's not only about Kriya Shema that this statement of the Chachamim is said, that you only have until Chatzos. Ela kol mash amru Chachamim ad Chatzos. Whenever the rabbi said, you have until midnight, mitzvah and achiyalo amud ha-shachar, you have really until the day comes up, until the sun comes up. Hector chalav neivar mitzvah and achiyalo amud ha-shachar, just like the extra fats that you have to burn on the mizbeach overnight, you have really until the day comes up in order to burn them. You don't have to do it mamish before chatzos. And similarly, whenever there's a karban, which has one day's worth to eat it, so you have to finish it by the end of the night before the next day starts, and therefore you actually have until the sun comes up, not only until chatzos. Imkein lam amar chacham ad chatzos. Then why did the rabbi say that you have only until midnight? If it's true that you really have it until the sun comes up, so why did they say chatzos? So the Gemara says, Kei Harcha Adam and Havera, they're making an extra gate, an extra fence, so that you don't delay in doing the mitzvah, and make sure you do it in the right time. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of days. So the Gemara says, Tana Hecha Kai Dekatana Me'emasai. The fact that the Mishnah said, from when do you read it, implies or assumes already that you're reading it. The Mishnah has never told us you're obligated to say Kriya Shema. So why is the Mishnah already telling us, when do you have to say this thing that you're obligated in? We never said that we're obligated in it. So why didn't you start off by saying, we're obligated in it? So that's what I mean, Tana Hecha Kai Dekatana Me'emasai. Why are you asking us from when, if you didn't tell us that you have to do it in the first place? Vitu, and similarly, and furthermore, Mashna Tatani Ba'arvis Beresha, listening to Shachar's Beresha. We get up in the morning. You should tell us about when you say Shema in the morning, not when you say Shema at night. Everybody already knows what the answer is going to be, but we'll see how the Gemara says it. So first of all, the Gemara tells us, Tana Krakai. The Tana of the Mishnah is going based on Pasuk. The Pasuk says, as we say three times a day, at least, V'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha. Well, we'll see how many times we should say it. But v'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha, the Pasuk says that when you lay down in your shechiva, when you're laying down, and u'v'kumecha, and when you get up. So the first thing the Pasuk is, when you lay down, right? So you would have to, you talk about when you're going to sleep first. But this is also a pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that you're saying Kriya Shema. Happens to be a machlokas we're showing about whether or not this pasuk can be used as the source of saying Kriya Shema. This is how the Gemara is interpreting it. This is how the Gemara is assuming it. That Meshachbel of Gemara is talking about Kriya Shema. If you read the pasukim in the Torah never says to say Kriya Shema b'shachbel of Gemara. What does it say? V'shinantam levanecha v'divar tavam b'shachbel of Gemara. Right? It's talking about learning. It's talking about Torah. It's not talking about Kriya Shema. That's how we interpret it based on this Gemara. But it's not necessarily clear that that's referring specifically to Kriya Shema itself. So here the Gemara continues and says, "V'achi gatani." This is what the Torah is, the Mishnah is telling us. Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva emas. When we talk about b'shach b'chov k'mecha, and we talk about saying Shema when we're laying down. So when does that start? Mishasha kohanim nechasim lecha b'trumasan. That starts when the kohanim start to eat their truma, or they're allowed to start eating their truma, and that's at night time. You could also say that we're learning it from the creation of the world. This is the one that maybe you're familiar with already. Because first it says, you talk about the night first, and then you talk about the day. So that's why it starts with Maariv and not Shacharis. Ihach, he says to the Gemara, you thought you were going to outsmart me. If that's true, Sefer Tekatani b'shachar mevarach shayim lefanav v'achas l'acharav. Later on, Mishnah is going to say that in the morning you say two brachas before and one bracha after. Right, this is what we do nowadays. U'be'erev mevarach shayim lefanav v'shayim l'acharav. And at nighttime, you say two brachas before and two brachas after. But you see, listening to Arvith Bereisha, that you should have talked about the nighttime Shema first. But yet, in that Mishnah, it says you're making your brachas before and after in the morning, and then it tells us which brachas to say before and after at night. So it must be that that it's legitimate to start with the morning, and not just because the world was created the nighttime first. So the Gemara answers more of a technical answer in terms of how to write Mishnayos. Tana pasach ba'aravis, v'hadar tani b'shachris, ad dekai b'shachris, parish mili d'shachris, v'hadar parish mili d'arvis. While the Tana was already talking about morning, so then it kept talking about morning, which is why in the beginning it says, when do you start Shema at night? And then we talk about the morning. And then, once we're talking about the morning Shema, it says, these are the brachas for the morning, and these are the brachas for the night. So it's basically just in terms of staying on topic as much as the Mishnah could. That's why in that Mishnah it starts with the morning, because it's on the tail end of talking about the morning of Shema.
Isn't it concept that we have something in the Gemara, answer the first one first, the second one second?
Yeah, the Mishnah in Avos tells us that. That's in terms of asking questions, not necessarily in terms of starting topics. Okay, Amar Mar. So we had said before, Mar is like the Gemara's way of saying Mister. Mister, didn't you just say, Amar Mar, Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. Michti, let's look at this for a second. Kohanim emas kalachli v'trumasan mishas tzoes takochavim. When is it that the Kohanim start to eat their truma? At seis, when the sun goes down completely. Sort of completely. So if that's true, listen to mishas tzoes takochavim. Why are we talking about Kohanim eating truma? Just say, when the sun goes down.
Or actually when the sun goes down.
When the stars come out, yeah. When the sun starts to go down, that's Shkia. When the sun is completely down, that's called Seis, because the stars are visible then. So the Gemara says, "Milos lagav orche kamashulon." We thought we could, get two birds with one stone. While we're talking about it, we're going to tell you another halacha. We're not only going to tell you that you can start saying Shema at nighttime. We're also going to tell you that this is the same time that the Kohanim actually that the Kohanim can actually start eating their truma after becoming tamei. Kohanim emas kalachli b'truma mishas tzeis kochavim v'hakamash malan. And this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The kapar lo ma'akva, that the kapar, the atonement for the sake of eating truma, is not ma'akiv. Meaning what? You don't have to bring a karban, right? As we said before, there are two stages of becoming tahor. One is the sun going down, and one is the fact that you can eat that you bring a karban. Says the Gemara, really, you would think you have to do both. You would think you have to first wait for the sun to go down, and then you bring your carbon the next day, and then you can eat your truma. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Or at least the Mishnah's Chiddush is, it's not true. First you can have the sun go down, and then you can already eat truma. You'll bring your carbon later. It's not ma'akev for your own tahora, tahara. So here the Gemara then says, wait a second, how do you know that? So Kedetani, the Braisa tells us, Uba Shemesh V'Taher. pasuk in Vayikra, I don't know exactly what parsha it is, Vayikra Chav Beis, that says that the sun goes and you're tahor. The only thing that pasuk mentions is the sun. It never mentions a karban. It never mentions bringing a karban, and therefore we assume that that's all that's needed. But then the Gemara says, wait a second. When the pasuk says the sun comes, literally, uba hashemesh, the sun is coming. How do you know that means b'yas shemesh, which is an interesting way for the Gemara to ask the question? How do you know that means the sun has to come, meaning it has to go down? maybe it means that it's coming up, that you're starting to see it. So the Gemara says, "V'hayt v'taher tariyoma." How do you know taher is referring to the fact that the sun goes down? Dilma bias orohu. Maybe it's referring to the light coming in. We're now on the second amud. How long did that take us? 15 minutes with an introduction. So there you have it. We can do an amud in 15 minutes, but we should still come at 6:35. Dilma bias orohu tomorrow. Umay v'taher tahar gavra. And how do you know that taher is referring to? How do you know that it's referring to the sun, and the day is gone, and how do you know it's not referring to the fact that the tahir means that the person has to become tahir afterwards, meaning after bringing carbon. So Amar Rav Bar Shila im kein lemakra v'yitar. If the pasuk was trying to teach us that he has to still bring a carbon, it would say v'yitar. You should become tahir by bringing carbon. My v'taher, what does it mean? And you are pure? Taher yoma. That you're already, the day is already gone. Kid amri inshi iarev shamasha v'ad v'idak yoma. That when the sun goes down, the day has passed. That's all it means, v'idaki. V'ma'arava, in the Jerusalem Talmud, right, in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it means, v'ma'arava, in the west. And sometimes they'll say Eretz Yisrael, but here they're just saying, in the west. They never heard this statement from Rav Shila. It is historically noted that the Talmud Bavli was written after the Talmud Yerushalmi, but this seems just because of tradition. Mesorah, they didn't know. Somebody in Bavel must have known that they never heard this in Eretz Yisrael, because they heard the conversation otherwise. Right, this is all what Gemara is. Gemara is basically the recalling of a lot of Mesorah, of what they heard their Rebbe saying. So someone in Bavel had heard rabbis discussing the Beis Medrash, but they never said this answer, Rav Shila. So someone piped up with Rav Ashi and said, hey, Rav Ashi, that's not how we learned it in Eretz Yisrael. How did we learn Eretz Yisrael? Ubaya le mibaya. They had a question. Hay uba hashemesh bi hashemashahu. Umay v'taher tar yoma. Does the pasuk mean that the sun is going down and then the day is over? The day is past. O Dilma, bias orahu umay v'taher tar gavra, or maybe they were asking in the Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it means that the pasuk is just referring to the sun coming up the next day, and that v'taher means that the person themselves, the gavra themselves, has to bring a karban. V'hadar pashtu lemi brisa, but then they said no, because there's another brisa. The Tosefta tells us mitzikarim the brisa siman ladavar tezak kochavim. We'll see this later on. That the Mishnah ends Kohanim Achol B'Trumason V'Simen L'Davar Tetzak Kohavim, and that what is that time? That time is Tetzak Kohavim. The time that the Kohanim can eat Truma is the time of Tetzak Kohavim, of when the sun goes down.
They came to the same conclusion.
They came to the same conclusion, but from a different angle. Yeah, Baruch Hashem Shvami. There are some times that they don't. Very important Gemaras later on in Brachos on Daf Chav. They'll come to a very big Kiddush. Yerushalmi holds that a Darabani can be Boti Daraisa, and the Bavli doesn't hold like that, which we'll talk about later. Mirtzei Hashem, only a few weeks. We'll get there. 19 days.
It goes fast.
19 days, yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Eshmamina biyashamashuhu maiva taher taher yoma. That the conclusion is that obviously it's when the sun is completely down at Tetzak Kohavim, when the stars come out, that's when the Kohen can start eating Truma, if he was tummy that day, and that's also when we can start saying Kriya Shema. Now, just as a side note, there's a very interesting machlokas here based on this Gemara. We don't do this. When we daven here, right, we daven in the Shkia Minyan, Mincha Marev. So we're davening Mincha before Shkia, as the before the sun starts to go down, and then as the cusp of the bottom cusp of the sun starts to go below the horizon, we're already davening Maariv. Are there any stars out even when we leave Maariv? Barely.
No, but that's why you have to repeat Kriyat
Shema. Okay, good. So, but the question is, then why are we saying Shema in the first place in that Maariv? The Gemara says, "Me'emas Ikarnas Shema ba'arvis." The time you can start saying Shema is at nighttime. So the Rashi tells us, one of the first Rashis in the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So it said in Rashi Dimei Rav Haskel Ad Sof on the first page. So the Rashi says at the end, Imkein Lama Parnos Ob Beis HaKnesses. Why do the shuls say Shema beforehand? Right, so first of all, interesting to note that Rashi is looking around at his Tosafists, at his rabbis in Speyer, Mainz, and Vermeisa. He's looking around and saying, "We daven before Tzeis." Okay, so anyone who tells you that that people shouldn't be davening Maariv before Tzeis, just say Rashi daven before Tzeis. Okay, at least people around Rashi. So he says, why do they do that? Why are they saying Shema if you're not supposed to say Shema until Tzeis Lekochavim? So Rashi says, "Kedei lamod b'tefila mitoch divrei Torah." We want to say Shmona Esrei, but after we learn a little bit, it's nice to connect to davening and learning, which is what we're doing today, and hopefully every day. So Rashi says they do it. This is based on Yerushalmi, that they say Shema, which is Torah. You're learning Torah, and then you go right after that to say Shmona Esrei. V'chov alinu l'krosu mishetachshach. Says Rashi. Therefore, we have to say it again. We have to say Shema again when it gets dark. Interestingly enough, the last line in Rashi says, "Uvekriyas parsha rishona she'adam korei almitaso yatsa," that a person, when they say just the first paragraph of Shema, when they're going to sleep, that's good enough. So that is not seemingly how we pasken. When we say in shul that you have to repeat Kriya Shema after Tzeis, we do not mean when you're about to go to bed, say the first paragraph of Shema. That's not what we mean.
But it could mean that when you go to bed, you say all three.
So this is a machlokas. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings a bunch of reasons as to why you shouldn't do that. If you have to do that, you can. But obviously, when you're going to sleep, you don't have the same kavana. When you're going to sleep, maybe you're going to forget because you're very tired. So it's better to do it even before you eat dinner. If it's after say, it's better to say all three paragraphs.
The final word on everything today, according to many, is the Eretz Scroll Siddur.
Okay.
It says,
what does the Eretz Scroll Siddur say?
It says, for Kriyat Shema Alamita, say all three.
Oh yeah, just to make sure.
If you
missed.
If you said it early. If you said Shema early, it's
right,
all three.
Okay, so it says all three. But the best would be if you would say it at your house before you eat dinner, once it's already dark. So it's only 20 minutes after Maariv. So,
follow what Tosafot said, which we follow what Tosafot says here, where mm-hmm. we follow the opinion of...
Okay, so this is an interesting Tosafot, because Tosafot tells us that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, this is an achlos that's coming down in a couple weeks, that about when you should actually say Kriya Shema, when you can start saying Kriya Shema, when is the end of Mincha time? So it's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mi plag hamincha." Right, people are familiar with plag from the shul. That's what we do in the summer. So that's the time that you can start saying Maariv. The problem with that is, on the one hand, we daven mincha all the way until Shkia, and then we're going to be mekel to also say that it's nighttime to say Kriya Shema. So it's really what we call tarte disaster. Right? We're contradicting ourselves. On the one hand, we're using plag hamincha to say we can say Kriya Shema. We're also using Shkia to still say hamincha. So it's a little difficult of a read. For Shabbos, we're mekel because it's Shabbos. But for the sake of Kriya Shema, it's a difficult read based on the fact
that we say mincha before plag hamincha.
Right. So then we switch all the week for the summertime. But in those times where it's in between, a lot of places that daven shkia for Shabbos, for the weekday, and then they'll switch over to plag for Shabbos, so that's for the sake of Shabbos. But the point is that even during the week, if we're going to say, the reason we're allowed to say Shema before it says is because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we shouldn't be saying mincha right before shkia anyway.
We don't.
Yeah, we do. Like today, this afternoon.
Okay, you're thinking, I was thinking in the summer.
In the summer, we're consistent. But nowadays, the most of the year. So we're saying Mincha right before Shkia, and then we're saying Shema right after Shkia. So Mineyobe, it's not working out. Because it's either you can't say Mincha then, or you can't say Kriya Shema then. You can't have both. There are some people, by the way, that make a distinction. Sorry, Michael. There are some people that make a distinction between Shema and Davening. That Davening can be more makel to say you can do it, you can use Shkia, and for Kriya Shema, you can say you can use Plag and Mincha. Yeah, Michael.
The
yeah, we're about to get to that.
That's why they daven then, because they had to get home.
Okay, so that's an interesting point. But that's only for the beginning of the Gemara, as we'll see in a second. So Michael's referring to the next part of the Gemara. Yeah.
On this one more thing, the question then becomes when you want to connect, I say Torah before Shmona Esrei, right? The question then becomes the Birchas Kriya Shema.
You mean when you repeat it later?
No, when you say it earlier, if the only reason, and it's not for the
right.
True mitzvah.
Yeah, I hear that. That's a good point. That's a good point. But it also comes up later when you have to repeat Kriya Shema. Should you be saying
should
the Brachos?
Should you say it also, right.
And Rabbeinu Yonah says you should say Avos Olam at the end when you repeat it later on. Not everyone says that, but yeah. Okay, we're up to the two dots, also known as a colon, on the Amud Beis. Right, there's a colon there? Did I miss something? I just lost my place. Good. Amar Mar. Mister, you said before. Mishal shahakwan nefas lachol b'trimasan. Ur minhu. But we have another brisa that tells us otherwise. Me'emas l'karnes shema ba'aravin. Mishal'ani nechnas lachol pito b'melach. When can you start saying shema? When the poor person goes in to eat his bread with salt. Interesting, please. We'll get to it in a second. Ad sha'ad she'omeid lipatu mitoch sudaso. You can say it until they're finished their meal. That's a very small window. So when does that start, first of all? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us, Rashi says, Misha Ha'ani, the third small line in Rashi, She'ein lo ner lahadlik besudaso. The poor person doesn't have candles, and therefore he has to start his meal early while the sun is still out, and therefore, if that's going to be the barometer, that's going to be the timing of when we can say Kriya Shema, so now we're not talking anymore about, we're not talking about Seis. We must be talking about earlier. Unclear exactly when, but at least while there's still daylight. It could be during Bein HaShemashos or something, or it even could be earlier.
Unless you say, when you're talking about an Ani, and Ani doesn't have a lot of candlelight, so they only have a little bit to let
Shema. Rashi doesn't say that. He says, Ein lo ner.
Right.
With mamish nothing. But yeah, it's the Gemara later on is going to uproot this anyway, so we're not going to spend too much time on it now. The Gemara then says, Seifa v'adai pliga masnisin. The end, which says you have until he leaves his meal, that's definitely arguing with our Mishnah. We can't get out of that one, right? The Ani is not eating his meal until Chatzos, right? There's no way that even until the end of the third of the first third of the night, there's no way he's eating that long. So the Gemara then says, Reisha mi lema pliga masnisin. So maybe the beginning is also disagreeing with our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah which says that you have until that you can start when the Kohen starts eating his truma at Tzeis HaKohavim. Maybe this is also disagreeing. So the Gemara says, no, lo, ani v'kohen chach yirehu. That when we say the poor person goes to his meal, that's the same time that the Kohan go to eat their truma, which presumably would mean that there's not a lot of light outside. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, apparently I saw this in the Masifta that I have here, that Rav Moshe Feinstein says there is still a little bit of light. Maybe now with light pollution we can't necessarily recognize it, but there's enough light for someone to eat a meal. This is within Rashi's understanding. The Meiri, by the way, says this whole Gemara differently, or at least says the whole reasoning of the Ani differently. The reason that the Ani doesn't eat, the way that the Ani goes to eat his meal is based on the fact he doesn't prepare his meal. The Gemara specifically said pas b'melach. He's not making chicken. He's not making a steak dinner. He's just eating bread and salt. So he doesn't have to get home very early while the light is out so he can prepare. He actually has more time. He goes home later than everybody else because he's not preparing anything. So when he gets home, he knows where the bread is. He picks it up and eats it. He doesn't have to see everything inside the fridge and see everything. He just goes home and eats the bread.
How does that understanding impact?
No, later on, it's going to be a big at the end of the daf, we'll see how it impacts it, big difference. So the Gemara then says, okay, you're going to tell me that the Ani and the Kohen are eating at the same time? Okay. But what about this Mishnah? Or this Braisa? Tosefta. The Gemara says, Reminhu, Me'emasai Matzchilin Likros Kriya Shema Ba'aravis When do you start saying Kriya Shema? Oh, that's when people start to eat their Shabbos meal on Friday night. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Presumably that's later, right? It's later after Shul. Similar to this is the one we quoted earlier to answer for the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael who didn't know the Machlokas and Rav Shila's understanding. So the Gemara now says that the answer
Friday
of our Mishnah.
Friday night is later or Friday night is earlier?
It's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas. Rashi says it's Banish Mashos. Rashi here says it's Banish Mashos.
Friday night is earlier.
Yeah, because of,
Because you don't have to prepare. You already prepared.
Well, it's not because it's prepared, but it's because of...
That would explain our custom.
Oh, that's what Rashi says over here. That is earlier, although within the poor person's understanding, it should be later also, but it doesn't matter. Rashi says it's earlier, because you don't have to prepare it as much, and you start davening earlier, I guess. But I'm thinking of a Gemara later on. But about Kiddush Shalav HaShabbos. But the Gemara for here says when you're going to eat your meal, so it could be a little early, it could be before Tzeis, so that you can start eating your meal then. Then the Gemara says the time of the Kohanim, like our Mishnah. Chamer Om Mishash HaKohanim Zakan Lechol B'Chimasan. The Afa Pisha Ein Ra'il Davar Zeich LaDavar. Even though we don't have a strict source to say that the end of the day is Tzeis HaKohanim, we have a pasuk that tells us that Nachnu Osim Mulech V'Chatzio Mechatzikim Bermachim Me'Alos HaShachar at Tzeis HaKohanim. That's a pasuk by the Beis Hamikdash, building the Beis Hamikdash in Nechemya. And then later on, the pasuk says V'Omer V'Hayu Lanu Halayla Mishmar V'Hayom Malacha, that the time for the day is when we do our work, and the time for the night is when we watch guard. Right. So it basically says that the time for working is until Tzeis, right? As the pasuk says, At Tzeis HaKohanim. So we don't finish and we don't go eating our truma until after Tzeis HaKohanim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, my Omer, why did you say two psukim? V'chitim v'chi arava shamashal el Yahu. Maybe you're going to say based on the first pasuk that these people, v'inhu d'mechashchim mekadme, these are the people that they work longer, right? The pasuk says, anachnu osim b'malacha. We work from Alos all the way till Tzeis HaKohanim. But maybe somebody else would say that Hanetz and Shkia are really the time of working. And that's just an exceptional group. So Tashema, that's why it also came and said, the same things are true, that these two things, the Malacha is the Yom. And the Malacha that we said in the first pasuk is the same thing as the Yom, which is until Tzeis HaKohanim. Okay. We're thinking, says the Gemara, we're thinking that the Ani and the Bnei Adam are the same time. Rashi says, because most people are poor. Very interesting phrase. And most people are poor, and therefore when the Gemara says, people go home to eat, people in general go home to eat their Shabbos meal, that's also the same time as the Ani. Unclear if they're mixing up here Shabbos meal and the weekday meal. But let's first, for the moment, assume that they're talking about the same time. So then the Gemara says, when the machlokas in that Mishnah was, do you start when people go to eat their Shabbos meal? Or do you start when the Kohanim go to eat their Truma? Well, if the people are the same as the poor people, so then how could the poor people be the same as the Kohanim? Or how could this be a machlokas? Because the people are going Shabbos, and the Rebbe Meir is saying it's based on people saying doing Shabbos meal, and the Chachamim are saying it's based on the Kohen. But if when the people are doing it is the same time as the poor person is doing it, then they're saying the same thing.
People see the poor people are saying it because they don't have candles to see their.
Yeah, and then we said no, it's not true. They're really the same time as the Kohanim. Uh-huh. We started with that with Rashi. That's how Rashi said it.
So then,
it has to be.
How can they see their meal?
What?
How can they see their meal?
Yeah, so that's why we quoted from the Meiri that maybe it's not based on the candle.
Uh-huh.
The Meiri asked this question on Rashi. He asks your question. He says, Rashi, based on that, how do you read the rest of the Gemara? The rest of the Gemara doesn't make sense. Because clearly the Gemara is understanding that it's dark already for the Ani. So he says it must be based on preparation. That they don't have to go home and prepare from before it gets dark.
They can go later.
They can go later because they're just eating bread. So that's how the Gemara is understanding it now. Or at least how the Meiri is understanding Gemara. Yeah.
I think about the Kohanim. When they were serving, they had to start at a certain time by the Shachar. And they had to finish by a certain time because they couldn't operate more.
Yeah.
So they had to start to make sure the matches are burning. the food was prepared for them. When they reached Truma, it was already ready for them.
Interesting point.
And they were doing their service for a week or two.
That has more to do with when the sun goes down.
Right.
They can't choose about when they can go home.
Right, they couldn't go home. They were already there.
Right. So that's their watch. It has nothing to do with the preparation of the food.
For them.
That's my point. For the Kohanim is prepared.
Yeah, for the Kohanim, it's a different reason. The Kohanim have a different reason than the Ani. Right. Not, it's two different things. So here the Gemara is telling us, so you can't say that they're the same thing, because then the Chacham will be saying the same thing as Rebbe Meir, and it sounds like they're arguing. Rather, we give up. Really, the Ani is a different time than the Kohanim. It's not the same time, and therefore you can really understand like Rashi still. You can still understand like Rashi based at this time in the Gemara. You can say the Ani is a different time than the Kohanim, because the Ani needs the light, and the Kohanim can only start after it says. You could say that at this point in the Gemara. So then the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second. The Ani v'Kohen Chach Yiruhu, is that, sorry, lo, so the Gemara says, no, it's still, stick to our guns. Lo, Ani v'Kohen Chach Yiruhu, v'Ani uvnei Adam lav Chach Yiruhu. When this Mishnah says, b'nei Adam, it's not referring to an Ani. We're talking about different people. The people that go to eat at Shabbos are eating earlier than the people that are poor. So that's how you get out of that Mishnah. So he says, you're sticking to your guns. You're going to tell me that a poor person is still the same as the Kohen. They're both at Tetzel Kohen, or Minhu. Rabbi Eliezer says, when can you start saying Shema? That's when the day starts to become Shabbos. Now, when does the day start to become Shabbos? It's not clear. Rashi says over here, it's based on Ben HaShemashos, because that's when you have to assume you can't do any Malacha yet. Others, however, say that this is referring to Shkia, like we do nowadays. Shkia, you can't do any malacha anymore. Better to not do it 18 minutes before Shkia, or just have a Shabbos. But what's interesting about this is the halacha, we can start Shabbos even earlier. Right? We pass that you can start Shabbos all the way from Plag HaMincha. Right? That's what we do in the summer. That's the earliest time you can light your candles. Right?
But this would, if we follow this opinion, say Shema immediately after Shkia would be permissible.
According to this one, yeah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, yeah. Assuming that you understand that Shkia. Rashi says it's Banish Mashos, which is technically,
later.
10 to 15 minutes later. Yeah, maybe 20 minutes depending on who you ask. But then the Gemara says...
Is that where like 72 would get in?
No, that's something else. That's later than Seis. Yeah. Plag has something to do with 72, but more in halachic times. Either way, so the Gemara here says, I think, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishash HaKarim Mituharim Lechol B'Trimasan. Rabbi Yeshua says that's when the Kohanim can eat their truma based on their tahorness. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Tovlin Lachol B'Trumasan. It's not when they can actually eat; it's when they can start doing tevila. When can they do tevila? When can they go in the mikvah? When it's still daytime. That's what the Gemara is going to say. What are you talking about? They can eat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you mean? So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Amar Lord Yehuda Ragla Kohanim Yibod Yomim Tovlin. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do that. You can do that earlier in the day.
How do we know that? Because that's what he says.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we learn that. Does Rashi say, Rabbi Yehuda lo ta'ame de amr baga mama malikin bein ha-shmashos kinem ha-halachat yamil? No, that's not going to tell us. Ha-inu kodem bein ha-shmashos k'dei she-yeh lehem kodem bein ha-shmashos ha-erev ha-erev shemesh v'achi yamrim b'ma malikin dizman ha-tfila kodem bein ha-shmashos ma'at. You can do it before, a little bit before bein ha-shmashos. It's still during the daytime. Not necessarily 3 o'clock, unless you're in Detroit winters. But the Gemara over there says you can do it during the daytime, so that when the sun goes down, you'll be tahor. So the Gemara says here, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishash HaKohanim Tovlin Lechol B'Trumasan. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can't do that. It's early. It's too early. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishash Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito V'Melach. When the poor person goes in, so what do you see clearly? The Tosefta says, two different opinions. Earlier we had said, Rabbi Yeshua says when the Kohanim can eat Truma, and now Rabbi Chanina is saying when the Ani can go eat their meal. So clearly the Ani and the Kohen are two different times. So hold on to that, because we're going to get sidetracked a little bit. Rabbi Acha, V'Amrle, Rabbi Acha, Omer, Mishash, Rabbi Adam, Nechastan, L'Hasev. When most people go to eat their meal, not necessarily Shabbos, could be also during the week. V'i, Amar, Ani, Rekalim, Chach, Yiruhu, Ho, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua said the same thing. El, Lav, Shmaina, Shiur, Da'ani, L'chud, Shiur, Da'ani, L'chud, Shmamina. It's true. We can't answer that one. The Tosefta, this Braisa clearly says that the Kohen and the Ani are different times. So now the Gemara is going to say, well, which one's later? Okay, now that we know they're different, which one's first?
And those this, two also at this point could be different than Seis as well. In other words, they're each
yeah, potentially. Not really. Based on the other brisa that we saw, that the Kohanim is at Seis HaKohav, we just use the word Truma so that we can teach the other halacha. But you're right, technically, based on this, without any other knowledge, we would be able to say that. But here the Gemara knows it already. So they say, Hai minayim u'char, which one's later? Based on Rashi earlier, we would say which one's later? The Kohanim. Because the Ani needs the daylight. That's what we would say based on Rashi earlier. Look at the Gemara. Mistabar the Ani u'char. Must be the Ani is later. D'i amar the Ani muktam, Rebbe Chanina, Hainu Rebbe Eliezer, El Shmamina, the Ani mu'ucha Shmamina. If we would have said that the Ani is earlier than Ben Hashmasho, so then it's the same thing, is earlier than Tzitzik HaKavim, that would be the same thing as Rebbe Eliezer, who said that Shabbos starts at Ben Hashmashos. It's also interesting that based on this, you cannot understand Rebbe Eliezer as Plaga Mincha. Because otherwise, it would not be the same thing as an Ani. The Ani is a little bit before Tzitz, Rebbe Eliezer is way before Tzitz. At Plaga Mincha. So it must be that this is going within the Chacham Shita that we base Seis on Shkia, not on Plaga Mincha. Either.
Also the time the Quran can eat.
Yeah, but that's a different Shita. This is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can start eating at the time of the beginning of Shabbos, whenever Shabbos starts. That's a different Shita from the Quran Shita. But then the Gemara says the Ani can't be the same time as Rebbe Eliezer of Shabbos. Of Shabbos coming in can't be the same time as an Ani. And Shabbos coming in would be a little bit before Tzeis, because that's when you have to start holding of the Malacha.
So the Ani's later.
So then the Gemara says the Ani must be later.
And with the Meiri,
we understand with the Meiri that he didn't need preparation for his food. That's why he can be a little later.
And we're still saying that each of these, according to those individuals, is the time that you can start saying Kriya Shema.
Yes, according to these individuals, yeah. Let's just run through to get to the next Amud, to the next daf. Amar le Rebbe Yehuda v'halo kohanimi bod yomim told them, Shaper kamar le Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Meir. That's a good question, Rebbe Meir. How can you allow someone to say Shema while it's still light outside? You can't just say based on when the kohanim are going to do tefillah. Rebbe Meir, hachi kamar le, this is what I'm going to misaver to ana aben hashmashos tidach kamina. You think I'm talking about aben hashmashos of the chachamim? Ana aben hashmashos Rebbe Yossi kamina. I'm talking about aben hashmashos of Rebbe Yossi. Sorry, not the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas, different machlokas. Rabbi Yossi thinks Ben Hashmashos had keharif ayin. Zeh nechtas v'zeh yosei v'yev shal amod olav. That it's really, it's right before the time changes. It's like a split second. We can't necessarily know it. And therefore, he doesn't think that's so early. It's not mi ba'od yom. It's mamash, that's a day break. It's right before it gets dark. And that's still considered b'shach b'chal v'kumecha, and therefore it's not so crazy to think that you can say Kriya Shema. Kash Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir, Treit Tanai Elv Rebbe Meir, Kash Rebbe Eliezer, Elv Rebbe Eliezer, Treit Tanai Elv Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara basically just says we have two different Rebbe Meirs based on these Mishnahs and based on the Tosefta that we just said. How can you say that both Rebbe Meirs are saying the different things? So we say because two Amoraim understood. Understood Rebbe Meir differently. Kach Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer in this Mishnah say different things, as you might have noticed. One is you could say it's different Rebbe Eliezer. You by the same Aresha, when the Mishnah starts off and says, that when you start eating your Truma, that's a different time, that's a different Shita, that's not Rebbe Eliezer Shita. It's just that the Rebbe Eliezer is the first one that says you have until a third of the night. But Rebbe Eliezer over here would really tell us that Shema can start when Shabbos starts.
Are we saying that there's two different actual Rebbe Eliezer?
No, we're just saying that the Mesorah of them is different based on their students. Okay, Shkayach, that's the first daf. Mr. Hashem should continue tomorrow. 2,710 to go.